From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama and the bipartisan leadership of Congress met today at the White House. They're trying to find areas where they might compromise. NPR's Maura Liasson has more.
There are a lot of issues where Congress and the White House disagree, but President Obama said there are a few areas where they could compromise, including trade, tax reform, and cybersecurity.
And I'm hopeful that with a spirit of cooperation, putting America first, we can be in a position where at the end of this year we'll be able to look back and say we're that much better off than we were when we started the year.
After the meeting, House Speaker John Boehner's office said the speaker would help the president pass a new authorization for the use of military force against the self-declared Islamic State. Maura Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
German political and religious leaders at a 10,000-strong rally in Berlin appealed for tolerance and cooperation between Germany's ethnic and religious groups today in the wake of the Paris terror attacks. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Berlin. The event drew less than half the attendance that last night's anti-Islam rally did in the eastern city of Dresden.
Die Terroristen wollten uns spalten.
German President Joachim Gauck drew hearty applause from the crowd gathered near the Brandenburg Gate when he said terrorists seeking to divide Europeans of different backgrounds had instead united them. The rally he spoke at was organized by German Muslim groups seeking to counter both religious extremists and anti-Islam factions in Germany. The attacks last week boosted Germany's growing anti-Islam movement, especially in the eastern city of Dresden, where a record crowd attended a rally Monday night to demand Chancellor Angela Merkel deal with extremists and force immigrants to assimilate. Germany has 4 million Muslim residents. They make up 5% of the European country's population. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
Chicago mother of a 19-year-old American facing a terrorist charge for trying to join Islamic State militants had a message for terrorists who seek to swell their ranks via social media. Leave our children alone. Mohammed Hazan Khan's mother, Zareen Khan, crying as she read a statement in the lobby of the federal courthouse, where moments earlier her son appeared in court to plead not guilty to attempting to provide material support to a terrorist organization.
The venom spewed by these groups and the violence committed by them find no support in the Quran and are completely at odds with our Islamic faith. We condemn this violence in the strongest possible terms.
Mohammed Khan was arrested in October as he sought to board a plane in Chicago in what authorities allege was the first leg of a plan to sneak to Syria to join the Islamist militant group. Labor Department's job opening survey, otherwise known as JOLT, showed signs of movement in November. The Labor Department reporting today employers posted the largest number of job openings in some 14 months, with openings up nearly 3% to just under 5 million. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 27 points to close at 17,613 today. You're listening to NPR. French satirical publication Charlie Hebdo is coming out with its first edition since last week's terror assault on its offices that left 12 people dead. Cover featuring a caricature of the Prophet Muhammad with a tear in his eye and holding a sign reading, "I'm Charlie." The phrase has become a rallying cry for many French citizens since armed gunmen entered the magazine's Paris office and gunned down key personnel. The attack was the beginning of 3 days of terror in and around Paris that would ultimately see the deaths of 17 people at the hands of three Islamic extremists. The Justice Department is partnering with Facebook to expand the reach of the Amber Alert system. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the system spreads the word about missing children.
Facebook has agreed to send Amber Alerts about lost children in designated search areas, and Bing will soon allow users to access the alerts through its online tools. The Amber Alert system is a network of law enforcement officials, broadcasters, and companies that works to find and return missing children. Since the system began in 1996, it's helped to rescue more than 700 kids. Attorney General Eric Holder says time is of the essence when it comes to locating abducted children. He says he hopes the new agreements with Facebook and Bing will be a model for other businesses, and they'll spur people to be on the lookout for kids who need help. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Two men vying to be the first ever to climb a 3,000-foot sheer granite wall in Yosemite National Park in California using just their hands and feet have nearly reached their goal. Spokeswoman for the two climbers says they're likely to finish the final stretch of their half-mile climb up El Capitan's Don Wall by tomorrow evening. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.